Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am one of your hosts. And as always, I have my two terrible, terrible fucking co-hosts. Amanda, how are you today? I had to throw it off a little bit, okay?
Well, then. Well, I'm about to leave then. See you later.
Fine, fuck you. Whitney, how's it going?
No. No. I'm like, what the hell? I quit.
Peace
fuck this
out.
Then, Derek. Peace.
Well, I guess it's just me, listeners.
It's just you. Enjoy that, guys.
Yeah.
We'll have
me.
Fun.
Whatever.
Enjoy the monologue.
Hey, I can monologue sometimes.
Oh, I know.
So, how's everybody doing?
All right.
Yeah. Making it.
It's good.
Rainy weather. Everything was warm and then it got cold again. So I'm a little stressy, depressy again.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, the weather's been kind of all over the place here too.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Sucks.
Yeah, fucking hate
it's
it.
Bullshit. On planet. What's it?
Oh. Wait, don't. That's my favorite part from that
Amanda
movie.
Knows it.
I didn't
Hold
want
on.
Salmon. This is horseshit. Wait, what? On the planet of this sucks camel dicks. I think that's the different scene.
Yeah, it's something like that.
That's
No,
like
no,
the
I
cop
think you're
scene.
right. No, yes.
Oh,
The
God,
planet
why are you so
this...
sweaty? I was watching Cops.
I was watching Cops. It's the best. It's
That's
the
right.
best response to why are you so
Yeah.
sweaty? I want somebody to ask me why I'm so sweaty now in my real life, just so I can tell them. Shit. Will Ferrell
Anyway,
appreciation podcast.
oh,
Step Brothers, that's the
and
best.
That
And
movie's so fucking funny.
What's his
John C. Reilly?
Thank you, John C. Reilly. Love him too.
Yeah.
Planet, this sucks.
It's the
Camel
fucking
dick.
Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
And that movie has Rob Riggle. I fucking love
Oh,
Rob
yeah.
Riggle. He's
How?
So funny.
Angry Rob Riggle. Oh my God. Gotta watch Step Brothers now. Now I
I
hate it.
know. I have that on
Mentality
DVD.
and Nights.
I will
Shit. Wow.
roundhouse his ass.
I will roundhouse his ass. The Sweet Child of Mine a cappella in the car.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
With Catherine Hahn. Oh, I love her so much.
And that other
Yeah,
dude who's pretty
she's
funny. I can't remember
great
his
in that
name.
movie.
I don't know. I don't know, but they're all
Derek.
great.
Yeah. Sprakensy Dick.
What are we doing?
I know.
We need
I
some
think
humor because these episodes were very depressing
they
in
were
my own way.
serious.
I was real sad at the end of this.
They were tough.
Yeah, one of my favorite lines in that movie is like, it's right when the parents are getting ready to get a divorce, and Will Ferrell is like, "You are acting crazy, you geriatric fuck." I don't know why the word geriatric makes me
I
laugh
love
so
that word
fucking
so much.
funny.
Geriatric.
There's a
Oh,
point.
man.
There's a point in One Piece where someone uses that word, and it's one of my favorite lines in the whole show.
Oh God, please tell me it's Luffy that says the
It
word.
is
I'm
not.
just shocked.
It is not.
Sanji? I feel like it's maybe a
It
Sanji
sounds like a really
word.
big word for Luffy.
Sanjiism.
I can totally see Sanji saying that. It was not Sanji though. It was a character that you have not met yet.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
It's the One
So
Piece.
yeah, it's the
Sorry.
One Piece that said it.
I have a theory, by the way, about the One Piece, but
What
I'm
is
gonna
it?
say
I want to
it.
hear it. Yeah, hit me. What
I
is
think I
it?
know what it is.
Oh
Oh, I
yeah?
want to say it later. I want to say it later.
Okay. Yeah, the One Piece is just a letter that says you are a crazy geriatric fuck. It's just sitting
It's
on an
the drum
island.
set. That's exactly what it is.
It's the
Damning
drum
red
set
line.
with Will Ferrell's ball sweat just
Ugh.
chilling on just chilling on an island. That's exactly what it
No,
is.
it's the fucking Catalina wine
It's
mixer.
the fucking Catalina wine mixer. Pow, pow.
What the fuck?
Oh, I fucking love it. So this week we watched episodes 232 to 236. Obviously, you've already mentioned these were a little bit more serious episodes. Whitney, let's start with you. What'd you think of these episodes?
Just some like we had some reality setting in the harshest way. It was nice to see them all together, minus Robin, which sucked, but it was nice to see the old fab, ever how many there are, fighting together, which was really nice. But towards the end, of course, that was rough, even though it was Usopp having some real big struggles. A little drawn out with the flashbacks. I almost wanted to skip through those just a little bit, but they were really hammering at home how tough this was for everybody involved. So, but I like the switch in tone. I'm enjoying this so far. We're still in the early days, but it's a nice little switcheroo from our previous arc.
Yeah, that's for sure. Amanda, what about you?
Yeah, about the same. I guess I was just like, I kept questioning the decision to leave, like for most of it. I was like, does he have a plan? Like, is there, like, what is his aim? Like, what is he trying to do? Because it just felt so out of, not out of character, but like, I get that he felt like he had made a huge mistake and cost everybody, you know, and getting a new. Repairing the Mary, because I know he really didn't want to get a new one. But it was just so like the fight that they had. I was like, but him and Luffy, like on the ship, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why? I was just confused. I was like, I don't really understand. I don't know, because maybe I haven't had that kind of a situation happen. Luckily, I mean, I've definitely like fucked some shit up and felt bad about it, but I mean, I haven't then like fought with my friends who are trying to be understanding about it and then challenge them to a duel.
You haven't
Full
challenged
blown.
one of your friends in a serious situation to
I
a
haven't
duel?
gotten there yet.
With your
What? You
slingshot, your handy
haven't gotten
dandy.
friends yet?
Yeah. That's rude. I have friends. A duel
almost
is what I
there.
meant.
Yeah, the
Yeah, I don't
argument
know.
part of the pre-duel is what wore me down a little bit. I was like, this is so pointless. But I guess reflecting on it, I kind of see a little bit of symbolism in what why he was behaving this way. And to me, it kind of stood out as like the Mary isn't just a symbol of like their crew. It's like when he became part of the crew and started doing something meaningful with his life. And I feel like maybe he's just afraid that not having that anymore could mean that he's failed somehow. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but it seems a little deep. And really, that just hit me just now. And I don't know if it's true at all, but like, looking back on it, I was like, why are they arguing like this? This is so pointless. Like, they said it was fine. They're going to take care of it, but he just couldn't let it go. And it kind of just seems like, oh, he just loves the ship and doesn't want to hear anybody, but maybe it's a little more than that.
Yeah, because he
Like,
does say at
place.
some point, like, if you guys are so willing to replace the ship, then what's to stop you from replacing me?
Yeah,
Like, the
and I
next
think
time he makes a
you're right that
mistake.
it's compounded with the fact that he did make a really big mistake here. And so he's like, well,
I'm just
they
replacing
might as
all the
well.
dead weight at once, as I think was what
Right.
he referred to.
And I'm not bringing anything to the table, basically. And he has spent a lot of time keeping the ship up, and now it was almost like it was all for nothing. Maybe he's feeling, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Maybe he's also just like in panic mode and he just doesn't know what else to
Sure.
do besides fight back, I
Yeah.
guess.
I feel like we've all been irrational sometimes when we're
For
panicked about
sure.
something and we
Oh,
know we're being irrational, but we still don't stop. I mean, I have. I'm like, why am I like this? But it just keeps happening. It
yeah.
takes a minute.
For sure. I absolutely agree with both of you. I mean, like you both kind of mentioned, these episodes were a lot more serious than anything we've seen lately. And honestly, they might be the most serious episodes we've just ever seen in One Piece. Like, even the serious moments in like the Alabasta arc were not like this kind of serious. the emotional trauma kind of serious. So this was definitely different as far as the feelings going on in this in these episodes, but at the same time, like after I finished watching these and like taking my notes and everything like that, I was just like, fuck, these are good episodes and I can't wait to talk about them. So I was pretty excited. So I guess we should just go ahead and jump right into it with 232. As the Frankie family escapes with the Straw Hat's money, they are mistakenly intercepted by one of the shipwrights named Polly. He wasn't planning on bringing it back, but he is intercepted by another shipwright with a talking pigeon, Rob Lucci. Once everyone settles down, Luffy, Nami, and Usopp finally get their tour of the Galley Law Factory. Iceberg is offered a spot on the crew. While he does decline the offer, he informs Luffy that he is welcome to take any one of the Galley Law employees if any of them decide they are interested in becoming a pirate. Usopp gets missing, or Usopp goes missing right before Kaku gets back from his look at the Mary. Unfortunately, Kaku reveals that the damage to the Mary is beyond repair. The Going Merry will not last long enough to even take them to the next island. So, Amanda, let's start with you on this episode.
I liked that we got to kind of see, like, we got to go behind the scenes and see what, like, was behind all of those gates that were numbered that we saw in the beginning, because I don't think it was made clear what those were.
Oh, these were different gates.
Oh, they're different gates?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, then, never mind. I also watched these, like, on Friday, so I kind of don't remember, but the whole mentioning of like asking Iceberg to join and then we could get somebody else potentially from this group of people. I don't know. I was trying to determine if I could like feel out the situation and like, are we gonna get a new person from this group? I kind of feel like no, because
Okay.
it almost seems too easy, like that he could just pull from anyone. I mean, obviously they have to accept, but
Yeah.
no one's like
No
giving me the
one.
vibes yet.
No one's clicking
So,
yet.
yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And then we get confirmation that the Mary is just totally like ruined. And I think we've been wondering, kind of like at least Whitney and I, like when this would happen, because we've gotten a lot of signs here and there that the ship needs a lot of repairs, or you know, certain things are falling apart, and it's like, I think in the last arc especially, there was a lot of hints that it was falling apart. So I've been kind of waiting for a little while to see when we're gonna get a new ship. If we're gonna get a new ship, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because I mean, they're just gonna steal the Puffing Tom and take a C train the rest of the way. So,
Yeah. I'm
all
okay with that.
right, yeah. Whitney, what about you?
How about that talking pigeon?
Oh yeah, I forgot about him. He had a necktie. I loved that. Anyway.
How cool. I love pigeons so much, and I know people hate on them, but I think they're awesome. I thought it was really funny that Luffy was like gonna get into it with this coward pigeon. But then it turned out to actually just be the dude talking for the pigeon as a ventriloquist, which was so silly because the guy never really gives it up. He keeps it up the whole time, which is really stupid. I can't remember his name. Lucci.
Rob Lucci. Yep.
Lucci. And he's pretty strong. They make a point of talking about how skilled the shipwrights are, not just in shipbuilding, but in like fighting and stuff, because like he gets into the fight with Polly, I think, and he like lands on a handstand, but his fingers are like in the
Oh, yeah.
concrete. That was pretty crazy. And then Luffy tells the pigeon, "You're the coolest trash talking pigeon ever," which made me happy because I don't, again, I like pigeons. I just think it's funny, a funny situation. Also, I want to talk about how much of a piece of shit Polly is.
Yeah.
This guy sucks. Like,
You don't like
he
Polly?
sucks. No, and
Is
you.
he the one? Okay, I didn't write down the name, but I wrote down who is this misogynistic fuck, and I'm assuming
Yes.
that's him.
He's like, how dare you show that much leg?
Yes, that
If you sit
fucker.
that way, everybody can see your like one of those guys that's like, your skin showing is making me uncomfortable.
I
And
know, how dare you?
I literally wrote, get fucked, Polly.
So
Hate this guy.
you're not feeling Polly as the next crew member?
Oh, I hate this guy. I hope not.
No, push him overboard.
Him and Sanji would not get along,
Oh, yeah, no.
100%.
Yeah, because of all the
And
like
not,
revealing clothing that Sanji buys for other girls.
Sanji's like, I love your bikini, Nami. And then it's like, put a shirt on, immoral
Yeah, you're
woman.
tempting me with your
I
bra straps.
Gross. Get a life.
Immoral girl.
I forgot how enthusiastic Luffy is to get people to join the crew because he just meets Ice Pop not so long ago, and he's like, you should join our crew. And I got a little mad at Usopp here, and of course this is before we get into this big situation that we see, and he's mad at himself for losing the money the first time, and he switches, Luffy, you should protect me better next time. Usopp, you lost the money. You weren't watching the money. You can't just expect Luffy to be there all the time and make sure you're not, losing very important things or getting beat up or whatever. I just thought that was a hateful thing to say to Luffy. But I thought that Iceberg was acting really weird about Nico Robin. He questions maybe Luffy about her. And Luffy's like, why are you asking? Like, should I be worried, or is it a weird thing that she's on the crew? And Iceberg's like, no, not at all. It's like, you were kind of acting like it was weird. And then, of course, in another episode, I can talk about it more, but there's something really shady about him and the government people that show up later and Nico Robin. It's kind of given me some weird, like there's a lot more to the story. Plus Nico is somewhere. We don't know
Yeah, we
where
didn't see
she's
her these
disappeared
entire
to.
episodes.
So, and I don't know if she's ever said if she's been here before, but she
I feel
didn't
like she
seem
has.
like
She hasn't said.
Yeah, I don't
she's
think she
given me
said.
vibes like she has, but she didn't say. She did know about like the masks and stuff, but she's like, oh, because I listen and I pay attention. But it's like, is that why, or did you just know this because you've been here before for some nefarious reason? I don't know. Or maybe when she was a kid, because we know that she was a kid when she did all this quote unquote bad stuff to get her bounty so high. So I don't know. And I have a theory again about her later.
Yeah, because she almost seems like I know she was following. Wait, was she following that guy?
She was following the guy with the mask, yeah.
Yeah,
Did
okay.
he
Because it seemed like she
say something
knew.
to her or whisper to
Yeah,
her
he
or
said
something?
that like CP9 or whatever.
Yep,
CP
CP9, that's
9.
it.
But she
Is
looked
that
like
like
she
one of the
knew where she was
gates?
going.
Is that one of the gates? I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
What did I say it was last time?
I don't remember.
You said it
Something
was
party. Party at
Oh,
nine. Costume party at nine.
yeah, that's
Maybe that's it.
maybe.
We'll see. Oh, and Usopp got abducted again.
Yeah.
Or not again, but the money, again.
Yeah,
So
it's gone again. It's
it was really
all.
frustrating. They should have just
Those
taken
pirates seem dumb. I don't know how they can keep like stealthily attacking
the Frankie
the Frankie family.
family.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't seem the smartest, but don't they say later it's like, well, whenever there's a pirate near, they jump on that. And so maybe there's just so many of them and they're so strong. They're not
Oh,
necessarily
yeah.
smart. They just take over because they're all kind of big dudes, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know. They should have just taken the money to the ship. I was so mad. Like, why did you guys not immediately just take it safe and leave it with Zoro? Everything could have been avoided, but
Yeah, it would have been the
they didn't do
smarter
that.
thing to do.
Yeah. Like this
They need
whole
phones.
five's.
Like.
Yeah, they need snails. But this whole five episode set could have been avoided had they just taken the berries back to the ship.
That's a good point. I could absolutely see that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't, I mean, like you were talking about earlier, I think the whole thing with Usopp getting his ass whooped and the money stolen from him kind of did compound on the moment later with the Mary. It's like I don't, it wouldn't have changed the situation with the Mary at all, but we don't know that Usopp would have taken it as hard had what happened to him not just happened.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about is the whole Usopp Luffy issue. I don't know.
Yeah. It's, I mean, yeah, it's just hard to say. It's hard to say where Usopp's mindset would have been at had not all this happened, or had all this not happened. So we've got your thoughts on Polly now. How you feeling about how you feeling about Rob Lucci?
He
All
looks like
right.
Slash.
He looks like Slash. Okay, I can see it.
I mean, he's got a pet pigeon and he is devoted to his art, so I feel like he's cool.
Okay.
If he joins the crew, I hope he keeps the pigeon the whole time and only talks
Yes.
as the pigeon.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
But see, I feel a little differently than Amanda because she was like, I'm not sure if they're going to get anybody, but I feel like they might, but just because they've played up the shipwright thing so much.
That's
Like
true.
they only talk about, and they tend to do that, like they did that with Sanji. We need a cook. We need a cook. We got to have a cook. They got a cook.
Then
And
they
I mean,
end up
it
at a restaurant, so that, yeah.
right. And so they need a shipwright. They're at the best shipbuilding island in the world or in the Grand Line. So it might take a while, but maybe it's going to come from a not so obvious place. Like it may not be Iceberg or Polly, I hope, but maybe somebody, maybe the tattooed guy. I don't know. I keep forgetting his name, but I like him. I
I
think he's
like
cool. The
cock.
one with the one hair sticking out.
Yes, the like hair
That
popping out all over the fucking
was hilarious.
place.
A little noise when he pushed it back in and it popped out the other side.
I think there was like one point where he pushed it in and it popped out his mustache or
Oh
something.
my God. Oh yeah, that happened.
I love cartoon logic. I love it.
Let's see, Kaku. Yeah, can't forget about Kaku. Why are you looking at me
Who?
like that?
I
I
don't
forget
know
who that is.
who that is.
Damn it. I swear y'all are doing this just to
I don't
fuck with
remember
me.
anybody's name. No. I
Kaku
don't know
is
what
the
day it is.
Guy with the long nose that went and looked at the Mary.
Oh, that
No,
fucking
just say
Pinocchio.
that. Parkour long
Usopp
nose.
part two.
Better
I
Usopp.
it's fair.
Just parkour Usopp is good. That's, I
Usopp.
would know exactly who you mean
I
when you say
really feel like that's a major insult to Kaku.
that. Everybody else is saying it. Not just me.
Yeah, I really liked this episode overall. I mean, not a lot happened in it for the most part. Just kind of getting to know some of the different shipwrights, like, both of you mentioned. I really do like Iceberg, and listening to him talk is just so funny to me. I don't know why, because it's like he talks like very mature. But then all of a sudden, like a child will sneak out of him. And that's so funny to me. Because I think he was talking to the government agents later and said something to him. I don't know. I've got it wrote down somewhere.
Yeah, I
But,
think I have the same one. He's very childlike in a lot of ways.
he is.
I see what you're saying.
And he's got like this talking thing or like a tic. On he says well a lot, and he says it in a very interesting way. He's like, well, like he starts so many sentences with well.
And he loves his little mouse pocket
I
buddy.
know,
And
and
he
he
loves
loves his little
pocket
mouse.
mouse.
Yeah,
Pocket
because like
mouse.
Luffy was like patting him on the back and the mouse bat fell out. He's like,
Oh
Tyrannosaurus, no.
no. Buddy. Doesn't he hit him in the front at one point where the mouse is? I thought for
Possibly.
some
Wouldn't be
reason Luffy was
surprised.
like a big shove or something, and not hard, like in anger. He was just like, ha-ha, and popped him. It's
Maybe
like, oh
that.
no. Oh, the poor mouse. He's gonna kill another animal.
Maybe
Oh
that did
God.
happen. I don't remember. And then, we get the end here with Kaku revealing what's going on with the Marion. That's kind of our cliffhanger on this episode. So, and like you both said, they've kind of been hinting at for a while that the Mary is struggling. So I guess we can jump into episode 233. Sanji and Chopper explore Water 7 in search of Robin. Back at Galley Law, Kaku and Polly further explain what the keel is and how it's damaged on the Mary. It's not about the money or the skill. There is nothing that can be done to keep the Mary going. Luffy is in denial that their beloved ship could possibly be in such horrible condition. Amidst the chaos of the government workers showing up, Luffy notices that two of the briefcases are extremely light. One of the shipwrights reveals that they saw Usopp with the Franky family earlier. Luffy takes off in search of Usopp, so now Luffy has to try to find, or so now Nami has to try to find both of them. She decides to grab the others to help, but en route, she finds Usopp beaten badly on the sidewalk. Usopp cries in shame of being too weak to protect the money. Nami heads off to get the others to help him and get the money back. Meanwhile, Zoro fills Sanji and Chopper in on the situation with the Mary. The Franky family celebrates their score back at the hideout when Usopp barges in, demanding the money back. Amanda, let's see. Wait, did I start with you on the last one? I think I did. Whitney. How are you?
So I thought it was interesting the way he explained that they couldn't have an exact replica of the Going Merry. He was like, do any two trees grow the same? And so I never really thought of that because even if they just did patch up, or not patch up, but like replace everything on the Going Merry, it wouldn't still be the Going Merry, right? It's that's kind of like the what's the thing from Vision talking about the ship? If you replace every
Oh
plank,
yeah,
is it still
Theseus.
the same? The ship of Theseus, yeah. It kind of reminded me of that a little bit. But the government officials that show up cracks me up because somebody tells them the iceberg isn't there, but they walk in anyway, and Iceberg is like, "Hello again, Corgi. As you can see, I'm not here today." I
I
just really like this
wish
guy.
I could do that.
Right? Oh, anytime somebody walks in my office from now on, well, I'm not here today, so try again tomorrow.
Yeah. Please don't schedule a meeting with me. I'm
Yeah.
not here.
And I'll skip over the child thing because Derek had mentioned it and I want Derek to say it because it was really funny. Nami, this is where I'd written that she decides to take the rest of the money to the ship, and I was like, this is what they should have done to begin with. This would have been safer than walking through this strange island. You don't know who is there, obviously, because they don't know the Franky family, and they get ambushed twice already, and actually Usopp beaten to a pulp for the first time, not the last time, we're gonna see. I almost felt sorry for him here because he
I
was
did feel
just,
sorry for him.
yeah, like he was for the first time, like, I've really messed up here and there's no way out of it. Like, I did this, I caused this issue. And it makes me wonder why it took this to have him feeling this way. And I wonder if it's because the ship is at stake because at this point, they still don't know. He doesn't know that the ship is not repairable. And so he is just banking on getting this ship because it's where he feels the most useful. And maybe that's why he is so upset because he's messed up before. He's gotten them into dire straits before. But I don't know. And of course, Usopp blasting into Franky's place, I was not really sure how that was going to go.
What to make of
I
that,
wasn't
yeah.
expecting it at all because he's again like, Luffy, you should protect me more, and I can't do it, I'm scared. And then he goes into this place with these huge guys. I was like, I don't know. And I was kind of hoping that he was gonna pull it off, but
A little bit, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Like that moment with Usopp laying on the sidewalk, it's like honestly, he is saying to himself, and he's saying to Namians somewhat stuff that we've been thinking for a while, that he kind of stands out a little bit amongst the rest of the crew. Like he's just not as strong as the others and not as brave. Like, but it, and like I'm not, it's just hard to watch him coming to that realization, and so I was kind of talking with Annabelle a little bit about this, because she did go ahead and start watching ahead after last week, so she's a decent chunk in front of us now. But we were kind of talking about Usopp a little bit, and I think that a part of it is the fact that if you think about it, the rest of the crew has had some sort of adult presence in their life to force them to grow up, to get stronger. Like Nami had Arlong to force her how to become resourceful and get through tough times and stand up for herself. Now we know she doesn't do it all the time against some of the stronger people, but she can. And then Luffy, we don't know it yet, but he had Garp, who beat his ass on a regular basis. And so like, and Sanji had Chef Zeff, Zoro had Kawina. Like the three of them all got ass whoopings on a consistent basis. So like you have to wonder now, did they get beaten up so much as kids that they don't care about pain anymore? It doesn't bother them. Where Usopp did not have that adult figure in his life pushing him forward. He didn't have those regular beatings and those wake-up moments that the rest of them had that pushed him to get stronger. So like these times that we've seen him getting beat up are probably some of the first times in his life. Like I'm just wondering, because like in it's like eventually will Usopp get used to getting beaten up to the point where it doesn't bother him anymore? Like I feel like Zoro probably had more days with a broken nose growing up than he did with a normal with a non-broken nose, so like none of that stuff bothers them anymore, where it still obviously bothers the crap out of Usopp, and that's what scares him, I think, so much going into these fights, is because he's not used to it. He's not used to that pain. He's not used to getting hit. So I it's just something that I thought about, and I was like, that I could see that being a major role and difference into why Usopp the way he is now. Amanda, what do you think of this episode?
I don't know about what you were just saying. I don't know. It could just be really simple and that this is a cartoon and so that does make sense, but getting punched still gets like it still hurts no matter how many times you got beat up as a kid. But
Yeah,
like if he had to
absolutely.
grow up without any adults, then he would have had to have grown up faster than any of the rest of them. So
That's true.
he should be stronger in that sense because if you don't have anybody to take care of you, then you kind of have to do that yourself and you get independent and stuff quicker, I think. But I mean, all of them, like Nami had to do that too. So I don't know. But I felt really bad for him when he was laying there and just crying and saying that he was a failure and that he messed up. And I don't know that we've ever seen him be ashamed before. And I felt like he was very ashamed here, which is. What's up? That was upsetting. I mean, because he does. I feel like not all the time, but most of the time when it really matters, he shows up. He does, like, peace out and try to run away from fights a lot. But I feel like, I don't know. I'm not really sure either, like, why this specific instance hit him so hard. Because I'm trying to think back on like what other things he's messed up that have been like drastic, but I don't know. Because he's not. like money hungry like Nami is, but I'm sure at this point he knows that they need the money, but they are pirates, and like Luffy's never really showed much, not an interest, but I feel like Luffy's just not really concerned with gold and stuff like that. So it's not like he's disappointing his captain on that front. So I guess, yeah, I kind of agree, Whitney. I don't really know where, like, why this specific instance made him feel so bad, but then he gets up and goes to go demand the money back. I'm like, oh my God, this is probably not going to end well. And he's already like in a really bad spot. Like he can't even sit up, I feel like, but then he just kind of hauls himself over there. And like I was saying earlier, they need phones because they're all over the place now. And like Nami's running around looking for Chopper, and Chopper's looking for Robin. Like nobody knows where anyone is, and she's freaking out. And I mean, I thought it was sweet that she was freaking out so badly over him, but I mean, he was
She showed
rough.
a lot of growth in these episodes too, because she is still worried about the money, but you can tell she's trying to think past that as well, especially later.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like later on in the episodes, like money is the last thing on anybody's mind. I really liked the way that Polly and Kaku were kind of explaining the situation with the keel, because like you're in, like Whitney said earlier too, I'm not a boat expert, so if you just tell me the keel's damaged, I'm like, cool, that sounds like major, but I don't know what the hell the keel is. And it's basically like a person's spine. Like, that's probably the best way to describe it. If that breaks, there's not really anything you can do about it. And and Zoro kind of summed up the situation in this episode, and he summed it up perfectly, and I loved it. It was human beings become stronger hardship after hardship. Ships are different. Their wounds just pile up. And it's like, even some spine injuries, like, it seems like people do heal every once in a while, but the Marys, like, if it truly is a situation with a bad keel, like they're talking about, it's not going to heal itself, and there's nothing that they can do to fix it. So it's not looking good for the Mary now. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and also with humans, part of that healing is emotional healing, right? Even if your body is broken, you can still have your will and your spirit become stronger. And a boat just doesn't have that to, it's all physical. And so that was, for Zoro, I
I know.
love him. I was like, damn, okay. Got a little Aristotle on our hands. But yeah, that was pretty significant.
For sure.
You can just tell the ship does mean a lot to everyone, though. It's a symbol of their crew. It's
It's
important to them.
yeah, like it is a part of their crew. It's a part of their family, or and I was actually kind of surprised that, because Zoro was responding to Sanji through this, that it was Sanji that wasn't understanding this, the severity of the situation. And honestly, to me, it felt a little off for Sanji, because I feel like Sanji's one of the crew members with a little more understanding of the world and stuff like that. Like, I feel like out of the crew, Sanji, Zoro, and Nami and Robin would be the easiest ones to grasp the situation, where it's like Luffy, Usopp, and Chopper think about things a little bit more emotionally. And I don't want to, I'm trying to think of the word here, because I don't think childlike is the right word, but just not quite understanding of how a ship doesn't get stronger, just by getting through things. So I was just kind of surprised that Sanji was the one asking the question in that situation there. So one scene that I absolutely loved in this was when they were explaining the situation to, it was Kaku and Polly and Iceberg were explaining the situation to Luffy and Nami, and Luffy was like, "You don't know what this ship has been through. It's fine. She's gonna be fine. She's been through so much with us. She's gonna tough it out." All this stuff, and just he was obviously in denial, which happens. Like I said, it's kind of an emotional response to the situation. And Iceberg questions Luffy's ability as the captain. And I think it was a wake-up call for Luffy, because Iceberg, I think he said something like, "So, this is the decision of the captain." Like,
And it kind of took him aback a little bit.
it did.
It's like he had to think, look, just because it's what I want doesn't mean that it's what needs to be done.
And I think this is big for Luffy, and I think he's realizing it too in this moment, is that this situation that's building is probably going to be one of Luffy's first decisions as a captain that doesn't necessarily involve people skills or fighting. So whether or not he can s separate the sentiment of this decision is going to be huge on not only this particular situation, but on who he's going to be as a captain. So I really liked that scene with Iceberg, and then the childlike Iceberg that we got here, that just to add a little bit of lightheartedness in the episode. And so Corgi questions if Iceberg is a child, and he says, "No, I'm totally an adult," as he sits there and he's like picking his nose. Wow. But yeah, I fucking love Iceberg. Iceberg is great.
Yeah, I like him too.
Anything else on this episode before we move on to episode 234?
I'm ready.
Alrighty. Usopp does his best to stand up to Franky and his bunch, but he is no threat to them at all. He lays on the ground being stomped as Franky walks out the door with their money. Zoro, Sanji, and Chopper return to where Nami said to find Usopp, but he's gone. However, the trip isn't to a total loss when Luffy comes falling out of the sky. The four arrive at Franky's hideout to find Usopp unconscious outside. The Franky family parties until the Straw Hats come barging in and just plain fuck shit up. When they are finished, the Franky house has completely crumbled to the ground, with every member of the family being knocked unconscious. Luffy stands on top of the rubble and reveals that he has decided it is time to part ways with the Merry. So everyone gets to the spot where Usopp was before, and Luffy just falls out of the sky out of nowhere. And everybody just stands there looking at the canal like they don't know what's going on here. And they seemed shocked whenever they figured out it was Luffy, but if you had to name one person that would randomly fall out of the sky,
Well, and
who
I
would
was
you
like,
guess it would be?
did I forget where he was? What is he doing? I was like, where did he come from? I don't know that it was explicit that he was doing what he said he was doing until he fell.
Like, I think he said something. He was trying to jump across the city like
He was trying to parkour.
Kaku, looking for Usopp. But yeah, that scene was pretty funny to me. Again, there's my note on Iceberg saying, "Well." So in the background, and I know Winnie's going to talk about this, in the background in Iceberg's office, we see Robin's wanted poster sitting right behind his desk. So it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we've absolutely got a connection to Robin here, but still not getting a lot of details or even hints as to exactly what it is. It's just facial expressions and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get that soon. And then the Frankie family, we get to this fight scene, which I really enjoyed, but everyone was so shocked that these Straw Hats showed up. And I'm like, did y'all really think that there would be no retaliation after attacking one of their crew members and stealing 200 million berries from them? Is that what you thought was going to happen? Because they just could not believe that they were there.
And they
And
said
then,
they'd heard of them. That's like, then did you not know what they were capable of?
did you, like, Luffy's got 100 million bounty on his head, and Zoro's got 60 million. Half of you already fought Zoro once and got lit the fuck up. Like, did you not see any of this coming? Like, it just, like you were talking about earlier, they just don't seem like the brightest group out there.
True.
But I, like I said, this whole fighting scene was really cool, and just seeing, I think, we've had these, and I think I've mentioned this before too, we've had these fights in the past that, get drawn out for a few episodes, and then, the crew struggles a little bit. And I like seeing these fights every once in a while that are just remind you of how strong the Straw Hats really are. And fucking Angry Luffy. I love Angry Luffy so much. He's the best. So he had this line here, and he said, "Not even your bones will be left when we're done." And I was like, "Yes, that's what's up." I loved
I had that one as
it.
well.
It's
Fucking
such a
awesome.
great line.
He doesn't say too many things like that. Usually it's just like, I'm gonna kick your ass or something, but this one was great.
Whitney, let's go to you. What do you think of this episode?
This was my favorite episode of the
Okay.
ones we watched this week, for just the reasons you were talking about. It was very clear because, I had hopes for Usopp going in, even though he was alone. And then he shoots the exploding star. And I guess it's Frankie, the guy with the mask on, just punches it away like nothing. So I was like, well, here we go. And so he gets the shit beat out of him again. And there was more of that desperation where I did feel sorry for him again. And he's just laying there getting kicked and he's reaching out and crying like, bring it back, bring it back. That was really sad. The when the government official leaves Iceberg's office, he says, I don't even know if Iceberg has it or not.
Yeah, he did say that.
And then Iceberg tells his assistant, who I cannot remember her name either,
Khalifa.
Khalifa. Also, justice for her because Polly made a comment about her legs as well.
He did.
He says that they want something he has. So I don't know. It's just, and of course, Robin's poster is in the back. The picture is her as a child. So that she's had that wanted poster for a long time. I don't know. It's just very screwy. I don't know what's going on. And I'm wondering, I'm like, has it? Is Robin the One Piece?
Is Robin the One Piece?
Is it her?
Oh, that's an
Is this why
interesting.
she's so powerful? She can destroy a ship?
Let's see.
That's theory
So
time, theory time.
we know Roger had we know Roger was the one with the One Piece. Robin is 28 years old at this
Is
point.
she his child? Oh my God. I'm like freaking out right now. Holy shit.
She would have been
Something to
like,
do with the poneglyphs revealing who the One Piece is, and it's her.
I
Could you
think she's
imagine
listening.
if at the end they reveal it's Nico Robin and was like, she was there the whole time?
I mean,
It was like Mrs. Doubtfire the whole time.
Oda said it was something tangible. Robin is tangible.
Oh, she's tangible, all right? She's got lots of tangibles going on everywhere.
Oh,
It's tangible.
Okay.
I don't know. It just hit me, and I was just like, don't know if it's a person, but what if it is? What if it's her?
I'd be like
Something's
a
weird about her.
yeah, because he would have died 20 years ago, so she would have been like the timeline kind of goes back and forth. They say 20, but I think I heard 22 as well somewhere. So she would have been
Well, and
like
she
in
was
the
a
six.
child,
Yeah, she would have been like in the 6 to 8 range at the point
which
he
is
died.
kind of what she
So,
looks like when she destroys that ship.
yep.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What's happening?
It's
Has anybody
interesting.
else predicted this? I need to like scour the internet now. Who thinks Robin is the One Piece? Because I do, and I'm going to say it right now. He better give me a prize if I'm right.
Interesting. I love it.
Hey, Amanda, there's our big win. If he donates some money to us for guessing correctly, we can
Yes.
go travel the world. I'm in. Yes.
It. I'm
But yeah, the whole end of this episode just got me pumped again. I haven't felt like this in a while. It's what I loved from early One Piece. Luffy puts his hat down over his face and Sanji lights one up and Zoro ties his bandana and Chopper just it's kind of like he does this like snort grimace and I was like they mean business now. Here we go. And you hear bum bum bum
I know, I loved
bum
that.
bum bum. Here we go. And of course they have no idea what's coming because they're just partying, having a good time, because their boss is left with all their money. He gave him a little paltry amount to, hey, have a party. And they even say earlier, one of the episodes, like, well, every time we get money, we just gamble and party and drink and eat. And it's like, well, I mean, I guess if that's what you enjoy, but I could have sworn here when they were getting ready to answer the door that the subtitles said that one of the guys' names was Kid Rock. And I don't know if anybody else saw that.
I did
I
not. I
missed
don't watch
that.
with subtitles, so.
I do,
But,
but I
well,
didn't see it.
I wasn't even watching it in particular. I just saw it pop up, and you know how things catch your eye sometimes. I was like, Kid Rock. What? So I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I'm going with it because it was the guy who answers the door. He's got the long purple hair, glasses, and a
Oh,
hat. And
okay.
I was like, he
Yeah.
looks kind of like Kid Rock. But that's what I'm going to call him because guess what? He's coming back at the end of the episode for our pirate pal. Spoiler. By the way, I forgot to post last week's everybody. I know everybody was clamoring for our friend Ro, so you'll get a twofer this week. It was so cool though, because you know they're like, "Oh, you guys aren't going to do anything," and then Luffy punches through his armor, and then they get a little worried, and then they shoot cannonballs, and Zoro's like, "Nope," and they even make a remark like, "How did he do that? They're made of iron," and we know that Zoro's been training to cut through stuff, so he's getting there. And you know how, like, every movie trope, like every action movie, people walk away real cool with an explosion behind them, and that's kind of what this was like, because they're all standing there and the cannonballs explode in the background, and then Sanji beats them up when they try to run, and then Chopper gores them like a bull when they try to go out the window. And I was like, everybody's contributing here, everybody's doing something. And so that's what I like about One Piece. When they really get it together, they get serious and they all cooperate. And even Nami, who stayed at the ship, she's got this gun pointed and she's like, all right, we're gonna kick their asses. Like she's just like ready to go. So I was, and it's not even for me at first, I was like, oh, she's staying behind because she's scared, but she's also like got every weapon on the ship around her and somebody has to guard the ship. So it, I felt like she contributed in a way that was the best of her ability at the time. So, and of course, Luffy does the whole not even your bones will be left. Ugh, got me. It was a good episode. That was the best one we've had in a long time, in my opinion.
Okay, that's fair. I understand. I absolutely understand why. It was just a fun episode. It really was. Amanda, what about you? What do you think of episode 234?
I don't have much beyond all of that, but I was trying to figure out, I think for the rest of the episode, like why Iceberg has Robin's poster next to his desk like that, and it's like next to his desk so he can look at it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are they related, maybe? Like, because I don't know how old he is. He's like not one that I can really pinpoint what his age is, but he seems on the younger side.
I want to say he's like in his late 30s, early 40s, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I
Yeah,
was
'cause he's
like,
got like blue hair, so he doesn't really look
yeah.
old. He doesn't act
Right.
old. What if everybody's
Yeah.
just related? It's crazy.
I know. I was like, maybe they're related somehow, or I don't
Or
know,
she killed his family member or
yeah, something like that. Or
crazy.
like, right, like whoever was on that ship is his brother or somebody like that. So he's out for revenge. Or he just came across her maybe the last time that she was on the island, if she was. So I don't know. I hope we get an answer on that soon, though. I would like to know what's going on there. And I don't know if I just haven't realized this before or if we haven't seen her wanted poster, but why have they not updated it to be what she looks like now?
I don't know
Or
that
he
they.
just kept that from like a long time ago.
No, that's her current wanted poster. I don't know that they've seen her since then.
That's what I was gonna say. Maybe nobody's seen her.
Because like
Because she's been
Smoker
with
was kind of talking
Crocodile
about it
for
at
a while.
Alabasta that, she jumped,
Well, what about like Iceman on the last set? Like
Aokiji?
he's, yeah, he's up there. Couldn't he be like, hey,
Let me get a
do a new
picture of you for
poster?
your wanted poster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Or
I
like,
mean, that's true because he did say he's kept tabs on her for a while. But yeah, all we know is that Robin has kind of jumped around from underground group to underground group. So, but yeah, the one with her child picture is definitely her current wanted poster.
interesting, because clearly she's no longer looking like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I
yeah,
mean,
it's a
I
20-year-old picture.
yeah Then just the only other thing I really had was I don't quite know why Luffy changed his tune so quickly that he's like, okay, well, now just forget it. We're not going to bother to fix the ship. If it's done, then it's done. Because sometimes there may not be anything to it, because sometimes I feel like he just does flip his thoughts like that on a whim. But I don't know if he had any other thoughts about it, or if he was just like ready to throw in the towel, because it doesn't seem like something that he would give up on. We know how he doesn't give up on things sometimes, and he just, he'll do whatever he needs or wants to if he sets his mind to something. So I guess I was just sort of wondering what his thought process was behind that.
Do you think maybe like this whole situation with Usopp and the Franky family made him kind of get a little bit more serious, and so like having to put his serious captain hat on for a second made him realize the situation, maybe?
Maybe like there are more important things than material
Yeah.
possessions. That might be it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's something to consider. Because yeah, like you said, it was a switch from his conversation with Iceberg to now. And I will say, after that conversation that I was talking about with Iceberg earlier, that I loved, he really didn't say much after that. Like, he didn't keep going on about wanting to hold, ignoring what they were saying, and oh no, the Mary can do it, she's fine and stuff. It's like, so I don't know, maybe Iceberg did get through to him a little bit there, because we know normally Luffy would be the kind to bark something back, but he didn't. So I don't know, yeah, it's interesting. Ready for 235?
Yeah.
Okay,
Well.
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 Back on the Mary, Usopp has regained consciousness. Luffy informs Usopp of his decision regarding the Mary. Usopp explodes, and he and Luffy both say things they likely wish they could take back. Between Usopp not feeling like he fits in and now having to part ways with the Mary, he is in an extremely, extremely vulnerable. Damn it, fuck. All of a sudden, I can't talk. He's in an extremely vulnerable state right now, mentally. and ultimately decides to leave the crew. Before he is out of sight, Usopp issues a challenge to Luffy, a duel where the winner gets the Mary. Nami tries to talk Luffy out of all this, but Luffy understands that it has gone too far at this point. The captain can't back down in this situation. At 10 o'clock, Usopp shows up for their duel. Amanda, we'll let you go first. What did you think of this episode?
My first note is where the fuck is Robin? And I think Sanji maybe says that like right after I wrote that down. He's like, where is Robin? Or somebody asks where she is. I'm like, yes, where is she? What is she doing? Like I alluded to before, I was just kind of like at a loss. Like, why are they continuing this fight that was verbal and now is going to become a physical duel? And I wondered, like, is he really gonna show up? I don't know what's gonna happen. And then it all just kind of got really out of hand. So I was concerned. And then I don't remember if it was in this one or the next one, but then they start with the flashbacks and everybody's like very upset and they're like, please don't do it. And at some point, it might be later, but I think someone says that Usopp knows that Luffy never loses a fight, so like why is he continuing to go through with it, knowing that like if he's gonna get defeated, then this is looking very grim. It's like I don't like this. Everybody's upset. Chopper's screaming as usual. Yep.
Okay. Winnie, what about
Sorry.
you?
Yep.
Like, I don't know what else. I didn't think I had anything else.
It just devolved so quickly. They were all so excited when he woke up because they just cared that he was okay. And even Nami's like, it was a lot of money. I mean, it's okay though. Like, she's really trying to not
Not
be
go there.
callous anymore. Yeah, I was really proud of her for the way she handled it. And you know, he got pretty delusional. He was like, I'll start working on it right now. We need lumber. I'll do it now. Help me. And I mean, I feel like I've seen, maybe not in real life, but especially in like movies where people get really delusional like that and they know they can't do something, but they try and they start to panic and get upset. So that was pretty upsetting. But just the argument back and forth between him and Luffy, I was like, this is insane. Somebody needs to stop this. And I know Zoro tried to stop it. He was like, you guys need to shut up. You know, there's no point in this. And Sanji just kicks the shit out of him, which is what needed to happen. He needed to stop them. But Usopp just, he was just saying what I think a lot of fans think about Usopp. Like, he basically is like, I don't know why I'm here. I'm not useful. And he makes the comment that the Mary is one of their friends, and you wouldn't abandon her when she's hurt. And basically, is like, that's what you're going to do to me because I'm not useful to you anymore. So you're just going to abandon me like you're abandoning the Mary. And I don't know if it's, we've talked about this already, what the tie is to the boat. Is it his tie to Kaya still? Because, you know, that whole, I don't know. But I wasn't expecting him to ask for a fight. That is not, I thought he was just going to walk away and they were going to go find him or something, or he would find out some information to bring back to them. I was not expecting him to be like, I'll be back and we're going to duel. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Do
You
you
know?
think maybe, because it just popped into my head, and which maybe I guess we've kind of worked our way around it, but by Usopp seeing that the Mary, who is a staple for their crew, do you think maybe that because he's seeing the Mary and they are talking about her like she is something replaceable, that maybe he's tying that to himself, and so he feels like he's replaceable as well. Maybe that's why he's fighting so hard for it.
I think it's that grouped with that's what he's put most of his effort into, and it didn't work. So he feels like even more of a failure that way. Because he's like, I'll just fix it up like I always do. So he makes that point like, I'm the one that fixes it. But now they're telling him that it it was for nothing because now they have to get rid of it. So I just think it's all of that on top of one another that's, I mean, and he's grieving, right, over this, you know, it's an inanimate object, but it's important to them. So it's he's grieving it like a friend. And part of that is delusion and then anger. So he's getting reckless. Wasn't expecting the next episode to go like it did for quite a while. But yeah, I was just pretty surprised. But the argument was just, it was one of those things where you want to get in there and shake him and be like, just stop. If you'll just stop and listen, things are going to work. But I noticed, and I can't remember if it was here, but they were all trying to talk to him about this. And I noticed that Zoro, before he jumped in to tell them to be quiet, all he did was look at Luffy to see what Luffy was going to say or what Luffy was going to do. And I was like, there's your first mate. I just think that that was such a nice touch because everybody else is running their mouths and whining and crying and arguing. And Zoro just looks at Luffy
Just
like,
wait. I got the,
what are we doing here?
I caught something you're gonna fucking love here in a bit. Anyway, go ahead.
That was it.
I wonder if now that like we've been talking about it, I feel like there's even less of a reason for Usopp to feel like he's replaceable because in all those flashbacks, they like do it multiple times where they're about to sail away and then they're looking down at him on the docks and they're like, get up here. He's like, what, really? And they're like, yeah, you're our friend. Come on. So that's the reason he's there. Like he's their friend. The other ones of them have jobs to do, which I mean he does too, but like that's the reason that they give him right there in this particular flashback is that he's their friend. So come on.
And that's kind of
So
more
like,
important than just having a job.
right.
It's
It
because
is.
we
Like,
like you and we
why?
want you here. I guess
Absolutely.
because he's like, well, the Going Merry is our friend and you're getting rid of her. So are you going to get rid of me? But yeah, I think you're right. I think you're exactly right.
Interesting. Meh.
For sure. So this argument with Luffy and Usopp. Luffy's absolutely making the right decision here. But I don't like the way he delivered this. And part of me wonders if the way he delivered it is what set Usopp off more. Because Luffy's like, yeah, we're gonna get a new ship. You know, here's some of the ones we're looking at. Like, he talks about it like it's no big deal. And like, we know Luffy, we've already seen him have a big fit about it. We know that Luffy is not happy with this decision and that he does feel a lot of sentiment toward the Mary. But I think because he's not showing that at this point, Usopp feels like Luffy does not have any sentiment. He feels like it's an easy decision for Luffy when it's not. So I, like I said, I agree with Luffy, but I don't like the way he delivered it. And he should have been more straight with Usopp, I think.
Well,
And
he had a lot more time to process his grief
he did.
while Usopp was out. And, you know, he didn't get to witness Luffy go through that because Luffy didn't want to do it either at first. He was like, no, we're not doing that.
Absolutely.
So.
I am an extremely sentimental person myself, so I probably understand where Usopp is coming from more than most. Like, I have legit cried when I've gotten rid of vehicles before. My last car that I had, I spent thousands of dollars on repairs. I was taking it to the mechanic shop every week for a while because I was so focused on keeping my car that I had had for a long time and going through, you know, I went through high school with it and college, and you know, that car was family to me. And I kept digging all of this money in it because I didn't want to get rid of it. And so I have made this decision myself, and it's hard. So I absolutely get the sentiment here, and I understand why Usopp is so upset. And I still look back on some of, you know, on a couple of the vehicles I've had myself that I'm attached to. One of them is literally I have a picture of one on my desk at work. Literally, I'm not even fucking with you. just because I loved that truck so much. So I absolutely understand all of this, but Usopp needs to take a second and think about it for sure. And the other note that I had here, which I hadn't noticed it before we watched these episodes a couple weeks ago, but on the island with Aokiji and them coming back while and leaving, or Sanji and Zoro coming back and leaving Luffy to fight Aokiji. We've already seen this in this arc that Usopp decides when he wants to listen to Captain's orders and when he wants to ignore them, because he was telling Sanji and Zoro, "No, you don't listen to it. That's a stupid order." And with that mindset, I think that this situation was only a matter of time before an argument like this was going to blow up. It was just going to take the right order from Luffy that Usopp didn't agree with. And I think it makes sense that being something about the Mary, which we all know Usopp, thinks very highly of, I think it makes sense that this would be the one to do it. Usopp mentions to Luffy that he needs to stop being selfish and think about his crew. And part of me feels like Usopp was talking to himself there, like just maybe, because you sometimes you get in these arguments and with people, and you realize part of the way through you're arguing with yourself, you're trying to talk yourself, out of your stance or whatever, or into your stance farther that what you're saying is right when it might not be, and maybe it's not right internally, but you're doing it anyway just because you feel like you can't back down. But like, I just want to play this out a little bit. What if they ignore what the shipwrights are saying and they go ahead and go with the Mary? And what if the Mary really is in that bad of shape and they can't make it to the next island? So your ship sinks in the middle of the ocean, and that's going to be hard enough for you to survive, but you've also got three devil fruit eaters that can't swim, and you're stranding them in the middle of the ocean. And it's just like this situation is not something to be taken lightly by anyone, whether it's Luffy or Usopp, and thinking about how it could play out could kill several members of your crew. This is not a light decision. So, Winnie, this is what I was gonna talk to you about that you're gonna love. So after Usopp gets off the ship, Sanji, Nami, and Usopp go out the door after him. Zoro has been quiet this whole time, and he's followed Luffy regardless of what he's said and done. And even in this moment, Zoro did not walk out of the cabin until after Luffy. He just continued to follow Luffy the whole way. And I think that showed it even more. And I was like, fuck, shit, Zoro. Like
And he
this.
doesn't show any emotion in the next episode. He just watches because he's like, this
Yes.
is what they have to do. So they're going to do it. And we're just going to stand here and wait to see what happens.
And it's like, these situations are one of the reasons I love Zoro so much. It's just, he has Luffy's back no matter what. And we all know Zoro will voice his thoughts and opinions when it's time to voice off. But he also knows when it's not the time. So I really liked Zoro in this episode.
Yeah, me too.
And the other, my brain went somewhere. And I just had to roll with it. So who is on board for antagonist Usopp? I was like, Usopp's gonna leave the crew. He's gonna become the main antagonist of One Piece. After he leaves, he's gonna all of a sudden get extremely strong, put together his own crew, and Captain Usopp is gonna rival
Well, I
Luffy
was wondering, I was
for the
like, what
One
if
Piece.
he got a hold of a devil fruit or something?
See?
That would be crazy.
Oh man, it could have been so fun. And Nami goes to Luffy later and she wants Luffy to apologize to Usopp. But I was kind of thinking about it. I was like replaying the whole conversation in my head. And I don't know that Luffy really has anything to apologize for. I definitely think he has his the tone of voice that he used could have been very different in several spots. But as far as actual words go, I don't really think he said anything wrong. There was the point where he kind of hinted at, because he did kind of put the idea in Usopp's head, if you don't like the way I'm doing things, then maybe you shouldn't follow me anymore. He did say that. And so I understand that why possibly he would apologize for that, but I also feel like that a captain can't just be letting people make their own decisions and ignoring what he says and walking all over him. So I'm like, also at the same time, I feel like in certain situations, a captain has to say that to certain crew members. Like that had to have been a pretty normal conversation. So it was just interesting to think back on everything that was happening on. Sure, Luffy probably could have handled things differently, but I don't know that his words were the reason that he should have changed anything. Anything on this one before we move on to 236?
Ready.
Okay. Usopp starts the fight off with tricks, just as you would expect. A combination of small attacks and dials from Sky Island hold Luffy off pretty well. It doesn't last long. Doesn't last long though, as Luffy has too high of a tolerance for taking hits, while Usopp was already badly injured from getting beaten by the Franky family and also has very little tolerance for being hit. With Usopp lying on the ground and unable to move, the Straw Hats get their things together and leave the Merry. Winnie, why don't you go first on this one?
Well, I did not expect Usopp to beat Luffy's ass for the majority of this fight. I just was in shock. I don't have a lot of notes here because it was just pretty much the fight. But where has this Usopp been? Like, he was just on it. He had attack after attack. At first, I thought it was just going to be a silly show when he's like, Usopp voodoo, you feel needles in your gums or something like that. I don't know. And I was like, oh, this is just going to be a gag. But then he just starts going nuts on Luffy, and he does a number on Luffy. He beats him up for most of the fight. Luffy doesn't really land anything till the very end, which is all it took, but because Usopp is very injured also. I mean, he shoots him with rotten eggs. He has the smoke, the gas, and they all work. Like, that doesn't seem like hitting somebody with rotten eggs is gonna affect him much, but it
It
turns out
did.
like later he's like, you couldn't smell it because you smelled the rotten eggs. And so, I mean, like, he was very tactful, and he had all these little, I can't remember what he called him, but they look like jacks when you play Jax. He's like, don't bounce around too much, and then Luffy immediately falls on them several times. But yeah, I was just like, why hasn't he been using all of these the whole time? He had that crazy like chain of sharp and almost like ninja stars is what it looked like. I don't know the correct name for them. That's probably insensitive of me to call them that, but I don't mean to be. I can't remember what he calls them, but very sharp metal stars that fly right at Luffy. I was like, that could have been so useful so many
So many
times. Like,
times.
you could have used those when you went to Frankie's family or the Franky family. But it was just one big hit from Luffy at the end, and it was over. So, Chopper going to give him medical supplies. It was super sad. I'm glad he wasn't just screaming randomly the whole time. He actually was quite emotional, which was, I think, a lot better than screaming Chopper.
Agreed.
But yeah, it was just really rough on everybody that was watching. You could tell.
For sure. I think part of it too. I think that one of the reasons Usopp did so well is possibly because, one, he knows Luffy extremely well,
He did say that, yeah.
and two, most of his fights are very spur of the moment, and he doesn't know his well, he doesn't know his opponent that well. And this one, he had time to plan everything out. He had time for setup before it actually got started. So I think that goes into it as well. Amanda, what'd you think of 236?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, he really, like with the dial, I did not expect him to use that. I was like, oh shit, he means business. Like, this is getting like dangerous here. Yeah, it was just really sad. I didn't like it. It was depressing. I didn't like that they were fighting, and then everybody on the ship was freaking out for the most part. And yeah, Chopper running over there afterwards was really sad. But I don't remember. Did anybody tell? I feel like somebody told him not to go help, and he was like, "No, I'm a doctor. I have to go. Like, I don't care who it is."
Yeah,
Yeah,
Sanji
they
did.
did. Was it Sanji? I can't remember.
Because I think Sanji said something like, if you go help him now, you're only hurting his pride even more, or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And so then he just like left the little supplies there next to him. That was upsetting. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen now. I was like, the whole fight, I'm like, is this an evil clone? Like, did something happen? Like when he went away for a few hours and came back and it's like a different person now, just not giving a shit and like launching everything he has at his best friend. That's upsetting. I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do now. And then we still have like Robin in the mix, who's not like, I mean, not that she's gonna say anything to change their minds, I don't think. I
But
would
yeah, we
just kind of
don't.
be curious to see what she thinks about all of this.
Yeah, they've got so much shit going on right now. Like, everything is. I think Nami even says it, like, everything is falling apart
Yeah,
for them at this point.
that was a sad line. I forget exactly what she said, but like everything's broken now or something.
Yeah, Robin's missing. The Mary is about to be lost. And then this with Usopp, it's just, yeah, ever since they got to Water 7, which I guess they've only been there for a day. Like, I think this is their first night there.
Right, yeah, no, she said something like, we were so happy like a few hours ago, and now it's all a mess. I'm like, oh, I've had days like that. That's rough, buddy.
So I started thinking about this because, like you both mentioned, this fight felt very, this whole situation felt very different for Usopp. We haven't seen this side of Usopp before. So I was like trying to think why. Why is now when we are seeing the side of Usopp? And part of me wonders if he would be fighting this duel if it was anybody else. And I don't think he would myself. I think he's relying on the fact that it's Luffy. And he knows Luffy is n even he knows Luffy's not going to seriously injure him. Like, sure, Luffy might go all out, but he's going to stop after one or two punches, just like he did. Like, and he knows he can go into this, and the worst thing that's going to happen is a couple punches maybe to the face with, and like in a normal fight, he doesn't know the outcome. It could be death. It could be a shit ton of broken bones. So part of me wonders if that's it, where he's just counting on the fact that he already knows the outcome for him. The worst case scenario for him is not going to be that bad. So I don't
So
know
why
if
did he do it? Does he think that this is necessary punishment for his mistake?
I don't know. And
Because it's not like he's gonna go back to them afterwards and be like, okay, like I did my time and now I'm back in your good graces after that little while.
and like the other thing too is Usopp had this duel for the Mary. Why does Luffy care about the Mary now? They're done with it anyway. Like, why didn't
Right.
you just say, yeah, you can have it? I don't care. It's not our ship anymore. Like, that would be a hard line for Luffy to say, I think. It's not our ship anymore. That's a hard sentence to say. But
Doesn't he tell him that at the end? Doesn't he say, like, you can do whatever you want, you can have it, do whatever you want with it?
yeah, he does. It felt like the whole reason for this duel was for the Mary whenever they were going to give it up anyway. So it's like,
Yeah, that is weird. I don't
yeah.
know. It's like they both thought that they had to teach each other a lesson of some sort, but neither of them really knew what the lesson was.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a I think it was more of a mental thing than anything. I think you're right. Something that made this scene even harder to watch was like the rain coming down and you see the
Oh, that
tears
was so
on the
sad that
Mary's
Mary was
face.
crying.
I was like, oh. Oh, Mary. And for anybody that thought Luffy was getting off easy and all this, at the end of this episode, or right there toward the end, after the fight's done, Luffy's walking back and he's got his straw hat down over his eyes. And you can just hear his voice shaking. You can, kind of see a few tears rolling down. And this quick conversation between Luffy and Zoro was fantastic. Luffy trying to hold back the tears, says, "It's too much." And Zoro replies, "This is what it means to be captain. You can't doubt yourself. In times like these, if you lose your confidence, then who can we have faith in?" And I just fucking loved that so much. Like, because like you both said, and like we've talked about this whole time, these episodes were not the easiest to watch just because of the emotions being all over the place. And sometimes it even causes you to question, why is this happening? Why is everybody so stubborn about the way they're doing things? And again, I talked about Zoro summing it up earlier with the ship, and a person or a ship doesn't keep growing strong through experience like a person does. And here he does it again with this line, just summing up the situation perfectly. He just had some freaking killer lines in these episodes. But yeah, I liked that small conversation, and it really puts into perspective for you, because throughout One Piece so far, like we talked about earlier, we're getting a lot of firsts as far as seriousness of the situations here, and especially firsts for Luffy's duties as a captain. But so far, the job of captain for Luffy has been all smiles and happiness with a few fights here and there. And this is, again, the first time for where he's not only having to make a decision, but having to back himself up as and stand for his position as captain. And like, Luffy's getting so much growth here, and even though you can tell it's having a toll on him, it's just awesome. I love it. Like, I like seeing this growth from Luffy here for sure. Anything else on these episodes before we and on to our extracurricular activities?
No, I'm just invested again. I feel like for the
Good.
first time in a while.
Yeah, Water 7 does that.
I wanted to keep going because it was so depressing of a note to end on, but I was like,
It's
I better
like,
stop
yeah,
for a little bit.
it was for sure. I might just like take an episode a day for a while to try to, because watching it all at once for me, I was like, ugh.
I
It's
know.
like
Yeah,
that
because I
much.
watched them all on Friday because I had a lot to do on the weekend. And I usually kind of like to do
A
break it
couple
up
here,
a
a
little
couple
bit, or
there.
at least, yeah. So I was like, ugh, that was a lot.
Yeah, I sometimes I'll watch them all at once, and other times I'll split it up. A lot of times I'll do it all at once. I usually try to do like a day or two before we're recording, but sometimes it doesn't work out. Since I didn't mention it earlier, listeners, the picture that I showed Whitney and Amanda with Zoro coming out of the cabin behind Luffy. I will post that on social so you can see it as well, because I do think it's a very powerful picture and shows who Zoro is and in these kind of situations. So yeah, I love the picture. Quotes. Any other quotes that we didn't go over? No? Okay. Pirate pal.
So this guy is part of the Franky family, and I don't know his real name. I did some research that he's part of a group called the Kairiki Destroyers. They're some of the biggest members of the Franky family. I don't know that that was revealed, but I was just kind of trying to search him up a little bit. But I don't know why I thought I saw something said Kid Rock in the subtitles, but to me, he kind of fits the bill. And don't come at me if there is somebody named Kid Rock on the show. Okay, fine, we'll change it later. But this is the guy that I saw. He's got long purple hair, goggles, and kind of like a cowboy hat, a
Yeah,
small-ish cowboy
I
hat.
can see that for sure.
Little Kid Rock, yeah. Old Kid Rock. When he was actually kind of cool, in my opinion, his ball with the ball days. But yeah, and I'll of course post last week's as well because I was out of the habit of doing that. So guess who forgot?
Hey, shit happens.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting to post shit too, so.
There were literally hundreds of people asking, "Where's our pirate pal?" I'm kidding.
This is like, I
It
don't know
was
who the fuck she was
zero.
talking about on the episode. A manifestation. What is
I
it?
just want to get back with Robin, see what the hell she's doing. I'm so
Yeah, where you at?
curious.
Are
Okay.
you the One
What is
Piece?
I know exactly. What are you
I
doing?
Googled it, by
Where
the
are
way.
you?
I don't see anything about anybody talking about Robin being the One
I
Piece.
was gonna
So
say
Interesting. Pay me, Oda, but don't steal my idea.
I've heard a lot of theories about the One Piece. I think that's the first one I've heard on Robin being the One Piece,
Oh
so.
my God, if I'm right, so help me God. I
Because
don't
what if
care if
she
it's
has
like,
some kind of a like a random like power that once
yeah.
she like finally finds the correct poneglyph, she like
Poneglyph.
unlocks something within her
She
being
touches
and
it and it
like
explodes and glows and she has light in her body. Listen, I don't care if it's
And
10
she
years
starts
down the
floating.
road, if we're doing this shit or not, we are contacting each other and we'll be like, I fucking told you so. I told you.
So there was a kid, I think it was in Japan. I'm not for sure where the kid was from, but they had a pretty serious case of cancer, and their dream for Make-A-Wish was to know what the One Piece was. And
Oh my gosh.
Oda told them what the One Piece
Whoa.
is, and
Wild.
the kid made it. He is perfectly healthy today.
Oh, good.
And so
That's
there
amazing.
is
There's
a kid
one
out
person
there
besides him who knows.
that, yep, that
That's
knows.
crazy.
I think they had to sign a non-disclosure agreement or something like
I'm
that.
sure.
But there is someone out there that knows besides Oda what the One Piece is.
How amazing.
Isn't that great? I love it.
I'm glad they're okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
Polly.
I went with
Yeah, fuck
Polly.
that
I went with
Polly
Polly
sucks.
too.
God, that
He's
guy sucks.
awful.
Like what? He's a good fighter. So is everybody else.
Yes.
Get over it.
He
Exactly.
tried
You're not special.
to steal their money.
Yeah,
He
and
did.
apparently he has a gambling problem and steals lots of people's money. So,
Yeah, it's just normal
yeah,
thing for
get that
him.
guy.
Yeah. MVPs. I went Zoro. I loved
This
him in
was
these
harder, but
episodes.
Zoro really took it for me, I think.
Sure.
I loved some of his lines in this. They were and just kind of his mental stance on everything. So yeah,
Well,
I
and
went
Robin
with
is not here, so
I know. The
yeah. Or
usual.
else, yeah.
The usual person with the level head.
Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to Sanji for kicking the shit out of them too while they were arguing,
Yeah,
though.
that was a good fight.
That's fair. That's fair for sure. All right. So next week's episodes, 237 to 241.
Whew.
And anything else? I guess that'll do it for us this week.
That'll
If
do. Oh,
you're
there's one thing that I thought was funny that I didn't know about until I saw it on social media, that I think it's hilarious that Usopp's birthday is on April Fool's Day.
Oh,
Oh, that is
of course
awesome.
it
I didn't
is.
know
I was like, oh
Happy
man.
belated.
Yeah. Because of
I
that
saw
funny, if you didn't
earlier.
see it, that funny Instagram post that they did with
Oh,
Jacob.
yeah.
That was
Yeah.
hilarious.
I did see that. That was funny.
It was. I saw earlier when I was Googling Nico Robin that her birthday is the day after mine.
Oh, nice. I don't have anyone cool, I don't think.
You know who shares my birthday?
Who?
Corgi.
Oh,
I feel like that guy, I don't
lucky
know who does his voice, but
you.
he sounded like somebody, like he reminded me of someone and I couldn't pick out who it was.
I'm not sure who did his voice.
I don't think I looked it up and it didn't seem like anybody I knew, but he like the way that he spoke, I don't know, maybe it was like Ron Perlman or something like that he
Oh.
reminded me of.
That'd be cool. Oh, Ron Perlman in the live action. That'd be cool. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay, everyone, you can support us. Well,
Well,
on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod, and you can also shoot us an email at strawhatpod@gmail.com. I'm getting better at not emphasizing the
straw
wrong S.
what?
Straw what?
Straw what?
You can also support us by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It really goes a long way with getting the show out there, and we very much appreciate it. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.